We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Isn't it about time that we protect every human being in America, including the preborn? Go to personhoodflorida.com today to sign the Human Life Protection Amendment to establish liberty and justice for all. Again, that's personhoodflorida.com.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
We are going, as we've been talking about in the last few weeks, we are going to Tallahassee to actually ask the legislators, our Florida House members and Florida senators, to defend every innocent human life without exceptions. I am, in addition to being a pastor, I am the president of Personhood Florida, which is a statewide organization that is working to establish or reestablish that right to life. You know, we already have, every human has the right to life, but it needs to be recognized and protected. Our founding fathers said that this was the reason that governments were instituted, was to actually secure those rights that God has given to us. We are working to protect human life from the very beginning of human life, from the biological development, the very beginning of biological development. We're also working to protect human life outside the womb, humans that are created in laboratories that are experimented on. And really, we should not be allowing this, like creating human-animal hybrids or glow-in-the-dark embryos by taking a portion of a jellyfish and mixing it with a human embryo and then destroying that human being a few days later. We also are working to protect the disabled, where many of those who are diagnosed with a ailment in the womb, such as Down syndrome, are actually put to death. 90% of those who test positive for Down syndrome are killed by abortion in the womb. And we should never be killing people because they have a disability. We also are working to protect seniors. We should never starve and dehydrate seniors to death or over-medicate them to hasten their death. And we are working on a constitutional amendment, the Human Life Protection Amendment, to trying to get this on the ballot, which would add preborn human beings to the Declaration of Rights of the Florida Constitution. We also have a proposed Personhood Florida Act, and this actually states basically that the God-given right to life of every human being at any stage of development shall be recognized and protected. We don't yet have a sponsor for this bill, but we do. There is a bill in the Florida House that is as close to this, really, as you probably could come without actually being it, or pretty close. It does have some room for improvement. We talked about that last week. We'll briefly talk about it today. But when we look at this one bill that has been presented, which is HB 1519, was sponsored by a former Personhood Florida board member, David Barrero, and also Representative Beltran. This law would ban abortion except to save the life of a mother. We do believe in saving the life of the mother, but there's never a reason to slice a baby's arms and legs off and crush her skull to save the mother's life. There are other ways to save the mother's life, and doctors should, and real doctors will, fight to save both lives with the ability that we have. And certainly there are certain circumstances, it's rare, but there are certain circumstances where the baby may need to be delivered early, and we may not currently have the technology to protect that baby outside the womb. But that baby should be given the right to, we should actually not purposely kill that baby's life. So this legislation does protect human life, really because we're created in God's image. It recognizes, and really we see the legislative principle from Genesis 1, 26 through 27. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. So we see this, that we are created in God's image. Also, if we base the protection of human life on bodily function or what someone can do, then we open up the opportunity or open up the possibility of ending life at the end of life or when someone may become disabled. And you have a situation where you protect Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes or Baker Mayfield, someone that has great talent, someone that has wealth, someone that is beautiful, but you starve and dehydrate Terry Schiavo to death like we did in this state because she didn't have the same skill set that you and I have or that others have. And we should never starve and dehydrate people to death merely because they can't do what some others can do. Also, in this proposed legislation, it actually bans abortion except to save the life of the mother. It defines unborn humans as persons with the right to life under the U.S. and Florida constitutions. Last week, we referenced the Declaration of Independence. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, and among these are life. And it goes on, liberty and the pursuit of happiness. But if you don't have life, none of the other things actually matter. So it's important to have life. And actually, we see that Thomas Jefferson said the care of human life and happiness is the only legitimate object of good government. So this legislation also references the Fifth Amendment. No person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process. You probably have heard that phrase. Also, the 14th Amendment, which prohibits states from denying the right to life of any person. And also, this actually, in the Florida Constitution, we see the Declaration of Rights, which says that we have a right to enjoy and defend life in this state. And of course, we know that right has been deprived of preborn children or unborn children, depending on how you want to phrase that. But we need to protect every innocent human life, including those who are not born yet. So one of the principles we've talked about also with legislation is pro-life legislation needs to not devise evil by law. Psalm 94, verses 20 through 21 says, "Shall the throne of iniquity, which devises evil by law, have fellowship with you? They gather together against the life of the righteous and condemn innocent blood." So you might ask, well, how could pro-life legislation possibly legislate evil? Well, there are many laws on the books right now that actually specifically allow circumstances and cases where preborn children can be killed, such as no abortion shall be performed unless there's first an ultrasound, or there's parental consent, or there's a 24-hour waiting period, or maybe the child can't feel pain yet, or maybe we anesthetize a child. And to just understand how absurd this is, let's look at this. What if we were to roll back the calendar maybe 170 years and apply these same things to maybe these same principles to slavery? Or we rolled back the calendar 70 years and applied these same principles to Jim Crow laws or lynching. So just think, no one shall own a slave unless, or no one shall lynch anyone unless, They first see a picture of the person they want to lynch or own as a slave. They have their parents' consent to lynch someone or to own them as a slave. They have waited 24 hours after they wanted to do this, or the person first being lynched is first anesthetized, etc. So you see, really, this doesn't make any sense. Yet this, many of the pro-life laws actually legislate immorality. They actually legalize abortion in certain circumstances, and really, to fully protect innocent human life, we have to wipe those parts of the law off the books. Thankfully, this legislation does do that. It actually deletes, in many cases, it deletes rape, incest, and victims of human trafficking and fetal abnormality exceptions. Now, rape, incest, and victims of human trafficking are horrible, horrible crimes. It's something that we should never, never allow. The Bible says that we don't punish children for the sins of their fathers. We believe in punishing fathers. And in fact, the biblical penalty for rape, the biblical penalty for incest, the biblical penalty for kidnapping someone is the death penalty. And in America, if we were to roll back the calendar 70 years ago, in all 50 states, the penalty for rape would have been life or death. So life in prison or the death penalty. Yet today, we don't no longer put rapists to death. The U.S. Supreme Court, a previous U.S. Supreme Court, ruled that that would be inhumane. But what we do now is we send them to prison for a short period of time, release them, put them on a sexual predator list, and where often they reoffend, but we execute their innocent preborn child. And so we need to actually not punish children for the sins of their father. And this comes from Deuteronomy 24, verse 16. Fathers shall not be put to death for their children, nor shall children be put to death for their fathers. A person shall be put to death for his own sin. And when we talk about exceptions, we're talking about real people. We're talking about Pam Stenzel. We're talking about Rebecca Kiesling. Women who are powerful advocates for protecting innocent human life, including those who are in the womb. And there are people who, when they have met Rebecca Kiesling or Pam Stenzel, have changed their mind on whether we should actually have rape or incest exceptions. And two of those are Rick Perry and also Abby Johnson. Rick Perry, running for president in 2012, was met by Rebecca Kiesling, and he changed his position because for the first time he realized we're talking about human people. And Abby Johnson was encouraged by pro-life organizations to support legislation that had rape and incest exceptions. And Rebecca Kiesling challenged her on that, and she realized the error of that and actually is pro-life without exceptions. You also look at fatal fetal anomalies. I mean, we should never put to death someone because they have a disability. Even if that disability will lead to death, we should never put them to death. We're not God. God hasn't given us the position of putting someone to death. God is the giver of human life. He forbids us from taking innocent human life in the sixth commandment, and we should never do this. There's actually an abortion clinic in Orlando that advertises to this day on their website. You can go there right now today, the Orlando Women's Center, and you can see that they advertise third trimester fatal fetal anomaly abortions. Why did they do this? Because pro-life legislators have insisted on allowing women to be able to pay an abortionist to rip the arms and legs off of their baby and crush her skull before removing her from the womb, or even partially, all the way up until the moment of birth even. This is ridiculous and absurd and something that we should never allow. Thankfully, HB 1519 would not allow this. The bill does have life of the mother exceptions. The Bible tells us to protect every innocent human life. We need to protect those in the womb. We need to protect the mother. We need to protect the child. And we have personal experience in my family. And by the way, in Ireland, 1,000 medical providers signed the Dublin Declaration, which affirms that abortion is not medically necessary to save the life of a mother. Certainly, sometimes, as we mentioned, premature delivery is necessary. But it's never necessary to purposely kill a preborn child to save the life of the mother. And as I mentioned, we have personal experience with this, my wife's first pregnancy, our first child. My wife was sick, and the doctors never came to us and said, hey, we need to slice your baby's arms and legs off and crush your skull, or we need to give some medication that will kill your baby, or that will cause you to go into violent delivery and deliver your dead baby on your own toilet, or we need to actually poison your baby with saline solution to kill your baby. No, the doctors fought to save both my wife's life and our daughter's life. And we realize that sometimes it's not possible for this to happen, for both to live. But the doctor should always, always, always try to save both lives. And thankfully, in our case, both my wife and our daughter was saved. And she's just a beautiful young woman and has been involved in dance and ballet and other types of dance. And we have pictures of her dancing, and including the one, if you're watching this via video from our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page or YouTube channel, you can actually see a picture of my daughter flying through the air in a dance performance. And really, if we had had a pro-abortion doctor and we had not been pro-life, we might have listened to what the doctor said and actually sliced her arms and legs off and had paid the abortionist to kill her. And thankfully, we were wiser than that, and the doctors we had were pro-life doctors and did not encourage that. So when we look at some of the other legislation that we haven't yet covered, so there are two bills. And I'm going to mention, when I mention these bills, all the bills that we go over today, we're going to mention the House versions. But every bill that we're going to go over today, with the exception of the other bill that we went over already, that all of these bills have Senate companions. And if you go to do a Google search on the House bill number, you will actually see the Senate companion bill. But there's House Bill 775, the surrender of infants. And there's also House Bill 327, placement of surrender of newborn infants. So what this House Bill 775 does is it increases the length of time that a parent may surrender an infant. So what happens is if a parent, especially the mother, doesn't feel that they can care for this child, they have, with the current law, 7 days that they can go to a hospital or to a fire station, or they can even call 911 and they can say, I have this baby and I'm sorry, but I can't take care of this baby. And rather than leaving the baby in a dumpster to die or killing the baby or something like that, they can turn this baby over to someone who would care for the baby until the baby is adopted. Well, this bill actually extends that period of time that mother or parent can do that from 7 days to 30 days. House Bill 327 streamlines the adoption process. You know, there are there are couples today that can't have children that want to adopt and are waiting to adopt. And what this bill does is it says, hey, we're going to have a list of those parents that are waiting to adopt so that if a mother is desperate and she actually believes that she can't care for this child and she gives this child up at a hospital or at a fire station, or she calls 911 and the paramedics come and take this baby, then we're going to have adoptive parents lined up. And this streamlines the adoption process. And it also, the bill also would prevent certain costs from being passed through to the adoptive parents, which could potentially lower the cost of the adoption. It's expensive to adopt. And this actually could potentially lower the cost of adoption, making it easier to adopt. This does make it easier for the mother to safely, or a parent, to safely surrender a child without risk of prosecution. It also provides a greater support to promptly provide and care for the child, children who are surrendered. And the existing statute already allows for the parent, if the parent says, hey, you know, until the adoption happens, before the adoption is fully in place, if the parent says, you know what, I really made a rash decision, I can take care of this child, and maybe their circumstances changes, they can actually go to court and they can seek to regain custody. So there is a short period of time, but it also expedites the adoption process to make that happen even quicker so that this baby can be loved and cared for by another family. There's also another bill out there. This is HB 651 or CS/HB 651. It is the civil liability for the wrongful death of an unborn child. And what this bill does is it really adds unborn children to a statute that allows surviving parents and other survivors to recover compensation for lost wages, pain and suffering, and other compensation. So this is, if a child is wrongly killed, the parents can actually, on the current statute, can actually sue and obtain damages to the one who actually killed their child. However, unborn children aren't, you know, parents of unborn children aren't given that opportunity. Well, this would actually allow, it would actually add unborn children to that statute and allow parents or surviving parents or other survivors in certain cases the right to seek this damage. In doing so, this bill would elevate unborn children in certain circumstances to the same status as born children, which is something that we do support and something that we, you know, really should happen. Unfortunately, this doesn't do it in all circumstances. It's only for this particular circumstance, and the House version stops short of really fully protecting and really allowing that child to be at that same level, that unborn child to be at the same level as a born child, in that it actually exempts the mother of the unborn child from liability. So right now, if a mother kills a born child, that mother can be prosecuted and that mother can be held liable. But if a mother actually goes and pays an abortionist to kill her baby, there's no liability there at all. And we're not really sure whether the people in the House, those who came up with this bill in the House, are trying to remove liability from mothers who might have a miscarriage, or whether they're actually looking for mothers to be able to pay an abortionist to kill their unborn baby. But really, at any point, this really shouldn't happen. We should treat unborn human beings just like we treat born human beings, and they should have the same rights. So we are actually supporting the Senate version of this bill, and we do believe that all humans whether you're born or unborn, should have the same rights. And we encourage the legislators to actually amend the House bill and adopt the Senate version of that bill. So there's another bill out there put out by some pro-abortion people, representatives. It's the HB 343, the Pregnancy Support and Wellness Services. It's attempting to add some regulations to pro-life pregnancy centers to try to make it more difficult for them to do their job and increase the cost of doing their job. It adds fines for noncompliance and requires an annual financial audit and also annual inspections. We do oppose this bill. Pro-life pregnancy centers help out women for free, provide help to these women for free. And so really, this is not necessary and should not be done. There's another bill that's an end-of-life option. What this bill does is it really allows for someone who is maybe older or really an adult. They have to be an adult, but they have to say, hey, you know what? I have a situation here where I'm sick. I want to actually end my own life and to go to a doctor to help the doctor, for the doctor to help them actually do that. We do oppose this. We're created in God's image. Human beings are created in God's image. We do not have the right to take innocent human life, even if it's our own human life. And really, right to die can become an obligation to die. And we oppose this type of bill. We should promote the sanctity of human life, even at the end of life, even if someone is terminally, they should actually have care. They should have pain medication if necessary, but should never, ever, ever, should we hasten death or promote death or even allow medication to be taken that would harm someone's life. And so we actually are encouraging representatives to oppose this bill, and we are encouraging you to actually join us in prayer and to join us in financially if you want to support us. Call your representative, call your senator, and encourage them to protect every innocent human life. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace.
You've been listening to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Join us each Sunday morning for The Lighthouse. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, visit www.covenanttabernacle.com, where you can give us feedback and make a donation.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Isn't it about time that we protect every human being in America, including the preborn? Go to personhoodflorida.com today to sign the Human Life Protection Amendment to establish liberty and justice for all. Again, that's personhoodflorida.com.
Looks like tonight the sky is heavy. Feels like the winds are gonna change beneath my feet. The earth is ready. I know it's time for heaven's rain. It's gonna rain. Cause it's living water we desire.